This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted to be with you today. Love spending this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. Always eager to hear from you here. I certainly am. So I am inviting you to give us a call, and the way in which we do that is by you using this toll-free number. If you are here in North America, that number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation with you. We have Matthew Gubensky, our call screener extraordinaire, answering those phones today, and he will take your name and where you're calling from and how you're listening to us, and he gives me a little bit of an idea about what it is that you want to talk about. He'll get you up on the board. I'll be able to address you. If you're a first-time caller, I always invite you to let us know that so that I can ring my welcome bell for you to welcome you to your debut right here on Women of Grace Live. We'll do the same thing for you if you're a first-time submitter. And to submit your question or comment to us, all you have to do is to get out there to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and use the chat feature. We ask you to put in the same kind of information, your name, how you're listening to us. Yeah, it might be YouTube. Who knows? It could be something else. I don't know. And also where you're calling from. Your message, of course, and we'll get it up on the board and I will be able to address it. So please do use that opportunity too. And here's a third one for you. You can text us, text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Make it short because it's a text message after all. Do let us know who you are, where you're calling from, how you're listening. And we can receive your question that way. And again, I will address it for you. We have Michael McCall doing all the social media work for us. So it's an M&M kind of day. Matthew and Michael are right there for us. And we look forward to that. Ace McKay sitting in today for Rich Jesse. We're happy. Oh my goodness. Another M. Let me see. Now we've got, you're not just M&M. We've got M&M&M. It's a trifecta of M&M&Ms. Oh my goodness sakes. That's so much fun. So we invite you to use the opportunity to join us here. All of that good stuff coming your way. Do want to remind you to get out there to our website, womenofgrace.com. All kinds of lovely things we tell you about there. All kinds of opportunities for you, too, to enter more deeply into your relationship with the Lord. We do that by way of archiving our television and radio programs there for you. You can watch and listen live via our website as well as via our Women of Grace app. So we invite you to consider that. It's a free app. Download it from your app store, however it is that you get your apps, and would be delighted to be able to provide you with everything that is available for you via that app. Everything on the website is available for you via the app. So you got all of that coming your way. Upcoming events coming your way too. All kinds of good things happening. Today, is Monday, November the 11th. I don't know. It's saying November the 11th. But November the 12th, which is tomorrow, guess what happens? We've got a morning of grace for you. And then on the 14th, an evening of grace. These are free online events. Ladies, we want you to join us. We certainly do. You can get out there to our website, take a peek at what's coming up for you at these two events. You can register right online. We need you to register, even though it's free, because we've got to send you the link so that you can join us. It all makes sense, right? So get on out there and join us. If you've never been to a Women of Grace event, this is a beautiful, lovely, easy way for you to dip your toes into the Women of Grace waters and see what it's all about. So we invite you to do that. The women love these morning and evening of graces. We do these in person as well, but we like to offer them online because we know that sometimes you don't have a Women of Grace group in your area. We would like for you to have a Women of Grace group in your area. So to that end, we invite you to join us in this beautiful outreach to women. Our mission is to transform the world one woman at a time. We've been at this for 21 years now. And I have to say that through all of these years, we have just heard marvelous stories, seen wonderful graces being poured out upon God's daughters. We have reached over 60,000 women in that time period, well over that, in various locations around the world. We want to continue to work this mission. I want to continue to work this mission until the last breath is in my body. And then I hope from wherever it is, may it be purgatory or heaven, to continue to work the mission through intercession. That's my goal. And I'll tell you, I'm following in the very good footsteps of Mother Angelica, who I know is interceding for EWTN and all of our outreaches as well. So we invite you to check out this Morning of Grace, Evening of Grace. Join us in this mission. If you don't have a Women of Grace study going on in person in your area, we would love to talk with you about becoming a facilitator. We'll take you through, a bit of a training program so that you're comfortable. Not that it's necessary, it's not, but we kind of like to do that for you because we know that sometimes there are questions that come up and you would feel better if you had just a little bit of experience under your belt. Well, we'll help you to attain that. So check out that opportunity for you too. Guess what? This Saturday, I am so excited. I am going to be in Wildwood, Florida, which is kind of like right in the villages there in the central part of Florida. I'm going to be at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church presenting a day from 8 in the morning until 2:30 in the afternoon. I just think that's perfect timing, a beautiful, beautiful stretch of time that still allows you to get home, be with your family for a little bit of the afternoon, get dinner going, or go out for dinner. That's always an option. Anyway, the theme is Advent, Walking with Mary. Very excited about this topic. Very, very excited about it. More excited to be with all of the good people there that will be coming to St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church in Wildwood, Florida this Saturday to have the opportunity to present on this topic. You know, God, He is so good. It's a perfect way to begin to anticipate the Advent season so that when it comes upon us, we're ready for it. It's so interesting because Advent is a time of preparation for Christmas, right? We have Advent. It's a time of preparation. It's a time of waiting. It's a time of listening. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of that kind of stuff. But it's also a time of penitential action, you know, preparing our souls, our hearts, our minds to receive the Christ child, you know, cleaning it out from what needs to be cleaned out so that we can give the full of ourselves to Him on Christmas Day, even as He's giving the fullness of Himself to us, right? So we're going to be talking about all that kind of stuff. But, you know, given where this particular event is placed, which is November the 16th, you know, prior to Advent, it's a preparation for the time of preparation, which is also a good thing. So that when it comes, we're ready for it. We know what it is that we want to do. We know where it is that we have to put things in place. Oh my goodness, and look at that. The break snuck right up on me, and I'm still chatting away here. Haven't even asked you to call again. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Inviting you to join us here. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff on the other side of the break, but I'm inviting you to call with your questions and comments. It's a Monday morning. I am all ears for anything that you have to discuss with us or ask questions about. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel there for you. Use the chat feature. Text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Know that message and data rates may apply. We're coming right back. Yes, we are. Stay with us.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open, 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. Love spending this time with you Monday through Friday. I'm looking forward to hearing from you today. Yes, I am. Our phone lines are all open for you. We're eager beavers here to hear from you. We have Matthew Gubensky out there on the phones today. He's going to take your call. You can call us to this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us. It's toll free for you, so why not use it? I mean, you know, if it's free, take advantage of the opportunity. Tune in today, join us with your question or your comment. In addition to that, we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel. Simply use the chat feature there and put in your question or comment. We invite you also to let us know who you are. That's always helpful. Where you're calling from, how you're listening to us. We love that kind of information around here. We certainly do. Also, you can text us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Keep it short since it's a text message. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from, how you're listening to us, and do know that message and data rates may apply. Also want to let you know that we're available for you if you're outside of North America. You can use this phone number to call us, 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. Obviously, if you're outside of the country, all of the social media options are open to you. We have Michael McCall that's doing the retrieving today. We have Ace McKay in for Rich Jesse. And we're happy to have the three M's with us. Isn't that fun? I like it so much. So all of that being said, do join us here. Looking forward to hearing from you. So I just want to share a little experience I had with you. Yesterday morning, Jack and I were going to Mass. And we were going to 7:30 a.m. Mass. And it was just a beautiful kind of an interesting morning here because we had storm clouds. We knew that we were going to get some weather, but they were out there, you know, and it was just one of those moments when, you have the storm clouds that are there, but then you still have sunlight that's breaking through. And so what that does, and we were driving down this windy country road, and, so there was a lot of trees on both sides of the road, some of which still had most of their leaves on them, some of them a little bit barer, some of the leaves changing color. You know, fall is coming rather late to us here in Birmingham. But all that being said, it was just this beautiful moment, just this beautiful play of light. And ever since I've been a little girl, I have loved the play of light and shadows. I've just loved it. And there's just something about that mixture of, you know, when the sky is partly sunny, you know, and yet you can see the dark gray clouds that are just full of moisture that wants to burst out upon the earth, you know. But yet there's still, you know, this beautiful sunshine that's filtering through. Ever since I've been a little girl, it does something interior to me. It just really, what's the word that I want to, it brings such a sense of peace and calm and serenity. You know, it's like the heavenlies, you know, are just reaching down. like if there's a moon or a sunbeam that's coming down, it's like I could just climb up that sunbeam, you know, and be in heaven. It just produces the most beautiful feeling and sensation inside of me. Peacefulness, calm, joy. My favorite time of the day is you know, that time of the day when the sun is beginning to set but hasn't quite set yet, and you get that same kind of shadow and light play. I've always loved that time. It varies by season, and it also varies by location. In Florida, it would generally be like around 6:30 in the evening, but here it's much earlier than that. But all of that being said, the thought came to me as I was talking to Jack. I was just really running at the mouth, kind of like I'm doing now, telling him about all of this and you know, how this has always been just a beautiful moment for me that I love to capture and be captured by. And you know what I thought about? I thought about all of you. And I started to think about, I wonder what, our listeners find in nature that speaks to their heart and really fills them with that sense of peace and that sense of serenity. That bursting forth of the reality of God in our lives and knowing that He's near and that He cares for us. So what about nature? I just want to know, what about nature? Wouldn't it be lovely to talk about such a thing today? Today is Veterans Day, and I don't want the day to pass by. I don't want this time to pass by without me just issuing my greatest gratitude to all of you who are listening today who have served in our armed forces in any capacity, or have served the men and women in armed forces in any capacity. I come from a long line of veterans. My granddad fought in World War I. My dad entered World War II, but it closed out shortly after his enlistment, so he never saw any action. My late husband, Anthony, served during the Vietnam era, but through the grace of God, he did not go to Vietnam. And then my son, my late son, Simon, served in Iraq and was a decorated soldier in Iraq. I always like to mention that because it was just a time of great success for him in his brief and short life. So all of that being said, I come from a line of veterans. Within my family right now, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, two young women and two young men who are serving. And I'm so very, very proud of them. On our staff at Women of Grace, of course, Tom Sullivan serves. But then my son-in-law, Micah Shane Parsons, he's a Marine. You know, Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine. So I can't say he was a Marine because no. Marines never, they're always Marines. He serves in the Marine Corps, although he's not active right now. So all of that being said, I am so grateful for all of the men and the women who have served in our armed forces. We owe them so very, very much. So congratulations to all of you. Please accept my gratitude. And I remembered you in my prayers and will continue to do so through the course of the day. All that being said, we've got Terry with us. And Terry is a first-time caller calling us from Montana. I am so happy to have Terry with us, ringing my bell. Terry, where in Montana are you?
Mile City.
Okay. All right. I've not been there, but I've been to various places in Montana. What a beautiful state you live in. I'm sure that there's so much just in the locale where you live that brings that sense of the Lord's presence to your heart. Maybe you'll share that with us before we let you go. But which question today?
Well, I saw you in Billings because that's where the nearest town is for me. So
okay.
That's where I've seen you several times. And I have always enjoyed how you pray with people on your show.
Okay.
And I have listened to you, watched you for over 15 years, I think. And so my question is just words of advice or needing words. When people come up to you and you can tell that they're hurting, they bring you their problems, health issues or something, and inside you want to help them, but what would be your words, for them in prayer when they're asking you for prayer?
Okay. Well, thank you, Terry, for that question. You know, it's an interesting dynamic that works with regard to that. And there's many different ways to pray. And, you know, one of the ways that we can pray, obviously, is through the beautiful prayers that the church has given to us. The Our Father, Jesus gives us that prayer. The Our Father, Scripture gives us the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, a great doxology that is scriptural as well. So we have those prayers. And whenever we're praying, and I'm sure that you know this already, but for those that are listening today that might be new to a life of prayer, you want to pray from the heart. Our Blessed Mother has told, you know, us over and over again through various individuals who have had the blessing of seeing her and witnessing her through apparitions, that we need to pray from the heart. And that means that we need to pray with the entirety of our being. And we need to be aware of what it is that we're saying, even if it's a rote prayer, even if it's one that we know by memory, like the Our Father. What are we truly saying? And so one way is just to bring us into the presence of God as we begin to pray, and to pray those prayers from the heart, Our Father who art in heaven, and maybe even to pause there, you know, in our personal prayer time, using those rote prayers is very, very effective. All of the prayers of the church that we have, like through the Liturgy of the Hours, but then also just talking, you know, to God about what's going on inside of us. You know, this morning I was talking to the Lord about a couple of different things, and, you know, just chatting chatting with him. St. Teresa of Avila tells us that prayer is conversation with God. It's nothing more than a holy conversation with him. So it's telling him what's going on in our heart. You know, Father, this is happening, and I truly just don't understand it. But I know that you're present in the moment. Help me to see more clearly, that I might be truly present to whatever the need is. So when I, you know, not spontaneous prayer. And the prayer that you're talking about that I do on the air with people, and the prayer that we enter into when I'm in person with people and they bring their needs and problems up, you know, it's that. It's being very aware of the other. That this person, God has brought in, and this is the way that I look at this, Terry, and because it's true, every person that crosses our path, even if it's just in the rush of traffic sitting at a red light, whether it's in the grocery store, every person that crosses our path, you know, is intended to cross our path by God. And so when a person comes up and asks for prayer, a person calls in and they ask for prayer, I know that this is a God-ordained moment. So therefore, I know that this moment is replete with the presence of God, as every moment is. But he is there now. He's ordained this moment. He is there in our midst. And he wants to bring comfort and solace to his son or to his daughter. And so I try to just open myself to that reality that I am here and God is with us. And God wants to use me in this moment as an instrument. You know, he wants for me to be a conduit in some way to bring his love and his mercy and his peace to his people. And how many times does he do that for us in our own personal private time of prayer? And so then, you know, I just try to open myself to that reality, to be present to the person in front of me, even as I'm present to the God who is in our midst, and just to put myself at the full service of the Lord. And then I begin, as we should begin all prayer, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I like to have some kind of tactile connection with a person, you know, just because sometimes there is a communication that happens between us with a sense of touch, and we know that. You know, just this morning as I was praying, my little dog was sitting next to me, and I was kind of stroking her ear, and I thought, I wonder if she can feel how much, you know, affection I have for her through this touch. And it's true, our touch communicates. So, you know, I want them to be able to feel that I'm there in sisterly love and sisterly affection with them. And sometimes just, you know, a gentle little rub, you know, on the back of their hand or over their thumb or something lets them know that we're united in the Lord in this moment. This is if they're willing for that to happen. But anyway, by that I mean if they're willing to allow that tactile connection. But, and then, you know, I just pray. And then sometimes in that prayer, Terry, the Lord will, you know, and this isn't something that's specific to me. This is just the way the Lord works. He will intimate things to your heart. You know, sometimes he'll give you like an image and you'll see something, you know, and you'll be able to, you know, ask the person about that, you know, or sometimes he'll just give you an indication that, yes, this is a need, but there's a need that's beneath this need, that, you know, I'm offering my grace for now. And if this grace is accepted, then, you know, the benefit will come to what the person sees as their need. And so, you know, you kind of express that. You just trust in the Lord and express that. But that's not something that you dream up or concoct. It's something that just comes by way of the intimation of the Holy Spirit. And I suppose that the very best, I'm thinking of a scripture passage now that is given to us. And it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So, you know, it's really the fruit of our time with God. It's the fruit of all of those moments of sitting with him in prayer privately, and the corporate prayer that we engage in through the holy sacrifice of the Mass or other kinds of opportunities that we have, you know, prayer services, for example. It's the constant turning of the heart and the mind to God through the course of the day, that when the Lord wants to use us as an instrument, he's already prepared us for that moment. And then we just leave it to him. You know, we just leave it to him. Whatever he wants to do in it, he does. And how, whatever he wants to prolong as a result of that prayer, he does. And whatever fruit he wants to bring about, that's his business. We just know that we've tried to be a docile son or a docile daughter to God in that moment. So does that help?
Well, that is beautiful. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
Well, I am so grateful to God for that, you know, because he doesn't want us to have any fear about that. And too often, you know, we can be so self-conscious that people will ask us to pray and we just kind of like shirk the opportunity because we just don't feel that we're ready. But I figure anytime somebody asks, it's because God wants to use us. So, and the more we do it, the more comfortable we are, the more our prayer life grows, I think, in our own union with God grows, I think the more the efficacious the prayer becomes. So, you know, you're a praying woman, Terry. I'm going to make that assumption. So whenever that occurs, you know, and the fact that you're asking it suggests to me that the Lord wants to move you out in this way. Yeah, I think he does. He wants to move you out in a big way in this way, not to be concerned about the words getting stuck. Just be attentive to him in that moment. Just be attentive to the fact that he is there and he wants to use you and you are his mouthpiece in that moment.
Well, thank you very much. Do you have time to just to pray really quick for this person I have in mind who came to me who has lots of health issues?
All right. Okay. Well, Father God, your daughter Terry and I and everyone listening comes before you in this moment. And as I like to remind you, you tell us in sacred scripture that when two or three are gathered in your name, that you are with us, you are in our midst. And so we know that even when we open our mouth to pray, it's really you. It's really you that you have ordained the moment and you have much in mind for us. Father God, I ask that in this moment where your daughter Terry is asking for prayer, to be this conduit of grace in the lives of others, that you would fill her with your heavenly blessing, that you would give her a facility, that, Lord, as she joins hands with this woman and begins to pray, that those words would be on her lips, that they would be filled with your spirit, and as they're spoken, they would be efficacious, affecting good in this heart of the woman. Take away from her all fear, all apprehension, all anxiety, and let her be your daughter of the moment. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be right back, friends. 833-288-EWTN. Give us a call today. Coming right back.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, friends. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Jonet Williams. Very happy to be with you today. Looking forward to hearing from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us here live on Women of Grace Live. Matthew Gubinski is always happy when you call in. He is our call screener. You keep him busy for the hour, and he really appreciates that. If you're a first-time caller, we certainly do want to know about that. I've got a bell here, you know, and I like to ring it. And I like to ring it for your debut call to us right here on Women of Grace Live. So if you're a first-time caller, do let us know. We will ring that bell for you. We'll do the same thing if you're a first-time submitter. Go out there to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and use the chat feature there, and you can put in your question or comment. We'll be happy to receive it, and we'll address it right here on Women of Grace Live. We have Michael McCall out there who is going to be retrieving your questions or comments. Also, EWTN offers you the opportunity to text your question to us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Do keep it short. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from, how you're listening to us, and do know that message and data rates may apply. So all of those ways, right? And get this, if you're outside of North America, you can call us too. Country code 1-205-271-2976. 2985. Of course, all of the other social media available to you as well. So keep me busy, keep Matthew busy, keep Michael busy, keep Ace busy. We just all want to be kept busy today. Joan in California called and said, my husband was a combat veteran in Vietnam. I married him shortly after he got home. We had a lot of kids and he took his own life in 2008. Oh my gosh, Joan. Oh my gosh, darling. Oh, honey, I am so, so sorry. He says, for people who have lost loved ones through suicide, remember God is merciful. Pray for your loved ones and pray for peace. War is awful, whether it's war in the world or in one's mind. Joan, just so much advice that is so sound that you give to us. We have to remember our loved ones in prayer, those who have gone before us. And we know that with regard to suicide, this is never in the mind and the heart of God. Death has never been in the heart and mind of God. Death was not God's intention for man. But in his mercy, God allowed death to happen, lest we suffer through life for all eternity in this broken condition that we're in. War is awful. And I understand the ravages of war. I understand the ravages that come by way of war. Certainly in my generation, which was the Vietnam era, you know, I saw the guys that came home, so many troubled, some who remained troubled throughout their life, never really being able to overcome what they experienced there. I experienced that with my own son when he came home. He didn't take his life, but he lost his life in a vehicular accident shortly after he came back from Iraq. And I saw the devastation that he was living in, the constant reminder of it with him, not having enough time to enculturate, not really having enough time to work through a lot of the trauma. I had a friend who, many years after he came back from Vietnam, took his life not because of the experiences of Vietnam, though they were always with him, but as a result of the effects of Agent Orange. My heart goes out to you. Please be assured of the fact that I will pray for you, and I will pray for the repose of your husband's soul. The church, many years ago, taught that if one committed suicide, which the taking of one's life is a sin against the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill another human person or yourself. And the church does have a doctrine on what constitutes a just war and what doesn't constitute a just war. But the church used to teach that, you know, if someone took their life, they could not be buried in consecrated ground. They could not receive a Christian burial or, I think, a funeral mass. But she's come to understand much, and she understands that the mind becomes very crippled by situations and circumstances in life. And some are better able to accommodate that than others. And when a mind is torn, like a mind can be torn by what they've seen as well as what they've done in wartime situations, that the will of the person is in some way no longer free. It's restricted. In a certain sense, it's become, to some extent, incapacitated. It's not something that can be fully engaged. In addition to that, she understands that certain states of mental illness, deep depression, things of this nature, can cause a person to not have full capacity to make decisions that engage a free act of the will. And so she now does not look at suicide in the same way. I think that God, in his mercy and kindness, looks at a soul. And St. Faustina tells us that he offers every soul three opportunities to say yes to him. And even if a soul glances in his direction, he takes it for a yes. We don't know exactly, you know, we know, physically when death occurs, death occurs with the cessation of the beat of the heart. That's death. But we don't know when the soul leaves the body. And we don't know what happens in that period of time. We don't know what happens when the soul is leaving the body. We don't quite know how the soul leaves the body. We don't know what goes on there. Sometimes if we observe somebody that's dying, you know, we have a sense that the person is partially still here and partially not still here. We don't know what's going on in that moment. But I think it might well be in that nanosecond that those opportunities are being offered to the soul. And so we don't want to err on the side of condemnation of a soul. We want to pray for God's mercy for every soul, which I know is there. And so for your husband, we don't look at the act as an act that forever seals judgment against him. We don't. And I'm so sorry that he was not able to overcome all of this. And I'm so sorry for you that you lost him in this way. And I'm so sorry that in some way the situation and circumstance that he lived through following that war impacted your life and most certainly the life of your children. But this merciful God is there for you too and is there for your children as well. And I know it's been a number of years since your husband died, 16. But that doesn't, you know, quantify to the heart in some way experiences loss as if it's just happened, though we're able to accommodate life around the loss. The loss is never far from us, and the grief is never far either. But just be assured of my prayers for you and for the repose of your husband's soul and for your children. And may I extend my gratitude to your husband for his service. And may I extend my gratitude to you for the beautiful way in which I know you greeted him and loved him and cared for him in the aftermath of what he experienced. Very poignant day to day in so many ways for so many people. Joan, thank you. Thank you very much for your call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love to have holy conversation with you. No question too small, no question too big. Let's just be together today on this day when we're honoring our veterans. And why don't we just now come together? We started off talking about prayer there with Terry, and then Joan called about her husband here and reminds me that, you know, there are so many who have lost family members to war. There are so many who have come back from war who are definitely champions in our eyes, and many who are scarred by what they experienced, who are, you know, wounded warriors, if not physically, mentally, right? And as Joan says, you know, war is awful, whether it's war in the world or in one's mind. And those scars of war that I'm talking about here, those mental scars of war, are wars in a mind. And some of us fight, you know, different kinds of wars every day. So Father God, we just come before you in this moment, and we lift up to you all of the brave men and women who have served our country so admirably, for all of those who were lost in battle, Lord, who sacrificed themselves for our freedoms, who sacrificed themselves for the greater good, Lord God, who understood that in some kind of way when they signed on the dotted line, but understood it experientially as they faced those settings and those moments and those circumstances that prevailed upon them for the time when they were in active duty. For the many, Father God, who have come home and they are continuing to fight that war in their mind, may I say that war fighting them in their mind. Father God, we would just ask for your mercy to be upon all of them, in a particular way for Joan's husband, for the repose of his soul, Lord, for Joan and her family, and for every military family who has experienced through their loved one the ravages of what war causes. I ask, Father, that you would bring peace of mind, that you would bring healing of heart, that you would bring the peace that surpasses understanding to each of these individuals, that these men and women who sacrificed all would have found favor with you now, Lord God, and are residing with you in heaven. Father God, I pray for my own military family, my grandfather and my dad, my late husband and my son. I pray in gratitude and thanksgiving for our active family members that remain in service to this country, for all of those who serve today and for all who will serve in the future, for all of those who continue to put themselves on the line for us each and every day. Have mercy on them, Lord. Protect them. Mary, you know, when Sagai was in Iraq, I asked you every day to put your mantle of protection over him and to make him invisible to the enemy. I ask that you do the same for every man and every woman who is fighting today, or any man and any woman who will fight for this nation in the future, that you would put your mantle of protection over them and make them invisible to the enemy. Father God, we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen. Thank you, Joan, for this opportunity to pray for you and to pray for your husband and to pray for your children, to pray for all of our men and women who have served, and our family members who have served. You've done us a great favor today, and for that I am very, very grateful. 833-288-EWTN, that's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us today. Perhaps you want to remember someone in your family who has served, or a family member who is serving now. This is the day to do that. Perhaps you want to talk about prayer. Perhaps you want prayer. We're happy to pray with you. 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us. Also, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page available for you there. We invite you to use that chat feature. Put in your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement, and we will be delighted to get it. We certainly will. Looking forward to that. Also, too, know that you can text your message. EWTN has that opportunity for you. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from, how you're listening, and know that message and data rates may apply. So, you know, when it comes to prayer, we want to be a praying people, right? If you haven't begun a prayer life, I really want to encourage you to begin a prayer life. And I know of no better way to instruct you to begin a prayer life than to encourage you just to sit down and begin to pray and start with the prayers that you know. But do what our Blessed Mother advises us to do, and that is to pray with a heart. So we don't want to just say the words. You know, we don't want to just say them. We want to be mindful of what it is that we're saying. We want to be attentive. I like that word better. Attentive to what it is that we're saying. We want to be aware of what we're saying. When we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, we want to be attentive to the fact that we are using the very words of salutation that Angel Gabriel spoke to Our Lady when Angel Gabriel came to bear this grace glad tiding that she was to be the mother of the Savior, the mother of the Redeemer. We want to be aware of the fact that in a certain way, you know, we are, you know, joined to Gabriel when we are saluting Our Lady that way. Hail Mary, full of grace. We want to be struck with the same awe and wonder that brought Gabriel to his knee. You know, of course, Gabriel is an angel, non-corporeal, but in that moment, we don't know if the angel appeared as light, or if the angel took on a corporeal form, which angels can do. But this is what we do know. That salutation indicated that Gabriel saw our Blessed Lady as his queen. He knew her. He knew her because he saw her before time began. At that great moment, when God put the angels to the test, and God revealed the woman who would be the one who would carry the Son of God, the Word made flesh in her very womb. She didn't exist in time yet, but she existed in the mind of God, and God revealed his mind to his angels, right? So he saw her in the flesh. He gazed upon her. He knows that she is the one whom God presented to all of the angels before time began and disclosed his plan, the plan that his Son would take on flesh. And that flesh, through the Son taking it on, would be raised up to a higher state than even the angels. It was that which Lucifer could not tolerate. But there is Gabriel now, looking at the fullness of God's plan coming to fruition. And he is struck by it. And he bows, genuflex in humble submission to the one who is his queen. Hail, full of grace. And we do the same when we repeat those words. We acknowledge who Mary is, that she is fullness of grace. We don't want to race through these rote prayers. We want to stop, right? And let what it is that the Lord is sharing seep into our mind, seep into our heart, seep into our soul, seep into our consciousness. Because this is a God-ordained moment, and it's efficacious. The effect of that is real. And even in the thinking, it's happening. Even in the acknowledging, it's taking place. And somehow, we're forever changed by it, right? We're forever changed by it. And we love. It's the appropriate response. We're filled with love. We're filled with gratitude. Now, I don't know how long I spoke there. It was a prayerful moment. But that's only the beginning of the Hail Mary. So when we talk about being attentive to what we're saying, we're being attentive. But we're being something else too. We're being submissive, right? We're being submissive. We're being open to the action of God in us. We're letting God have his way with us. We're giving him our heart and our mind and our spirit. We're permitting the movement of grace to happen in us. We're permitting the presence of the Lord to take up residence within us in a new and marvelous way in that moment, unlike any other moment. It's a unique moment. It's the grace of the present moment, a grace that is meant just for that moment. And we want to be taken by it. But we too want to capture it and hold on to it. Father Gabriel of St. Mary Magdalene, in his beautiful book, Divine Intimacy, tells us that, you know, prayer doesn't consist so much in talking as it consists in loving, right? So when God moves the heart, you know, from, you know, that rote prayer into recollected prayer, mental prayer, and then he moves in us through the efficacy of love, we just want to give way to that and let him have his way with us. Well, it's been wonderful being with you today. Thank you so very much for joining us. We're going to be back with you again tomorrow. Yes, we are. Let's see what we talk about tomorrow. I know God knows. He's got it all prepared already. We just have to step into the moment, right? Step into the moment with submission of heart and mind and will and spirit. And I look forward to doing that with you tomorrow right here on Women of Grace Live, where we love having what? Holy conversation with you. Get out to our website, womenofgrace.com. Join us at Women of Grace. I can sincerely tell you, ladies, you won't be sorry. Until we are together again, may God bless you now. Bye-bye.